One of the nation's premier medical institutions is making it easier to identify doctors' connections to the medical industry. Online, you can see which doctors at the Cleveland Clinic get money from pharmaceutical companies and medical device makers. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on the move to help patients evaluate whether their doctors are acting in their best interests.
Increasingly, some of the nation's most influential researchers and physicians have come under fire for taking money from industry and letting it influence their scientific judgment about what's best for patients. But working with medical device makers and pharmaceutical companies isn't necessarily an evil thing and has become increasingly necessary to develop new medical treatments as government limits its funding of medical research, says Toby Cosgrove of the Cleveland Clinic.
We need to interact with them because we need their products and we need them to continually improve.
But it can give the appearance of a conflict of interest, especially when doctors and researchers don't disclose all of their financial relationships. One solution would be to block all interactions between industry and academia. But David Rothman of Columbia University's medical school says that's not necessary.
What you do about it is acquire knowledge of what the nature of the relationships are. Disclosure is essential. We have to know, all of us have to know, institutions have to know, chairmen have to know, patients should want to know, what is the nature of the financial relationship between the physician and industry.
The Cleveland Clinic is trying to make these relationships more transparent. Again, the clinic's Toby Cosgrove.
We have gathered the information from all of our physicians about their relationships with industry, and we have made those available on a website for our patients.
Or anyone. It's all right out there. Steven Nissen's profile is there. He heads the Department of Cardiovascular Medicine. He gets a lot of money for consulting with drug companies, but he has the drug companies send that money directly to charities that he and his wife designate. He's never been asked about conflicts by a patient. He's glad the information is now up on the web.
Face-to-face, would obviously be very difficult for a patient who's in a very vulnerable position to look their doctor in the eye, is about to put a heart valve in and say, well, you consult for the company that makes that heart valve. People aren't going to do that, but they might want to go to the web and look it up.
Columbia University's Rothman says the current economic recession is likely to bring more interaction between doctors and industry.
As you begin to freeze salaries, as the institutions cut back, the felt need economically of physicians to get closer and closer to industry is only going to increase.
Meanwhile, Republican Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa has been actively investigating conflicts of interest. He plans to reintroduce legislation early in the new Congress. It would require all doctors, not just those at the Cleveland Clinic, to disclose money they get from companies that make pharmaceuticals or medical devices. Joanne Silberner, NPR News,